Welcome to Earnestly Contending for the Faith.com. This is Brother Mike Sutherland. In today's presentation, we're going to be dealing with a topic that we have called Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is God manifest in flesh. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 states this, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." The Bible also says this about the Lord Jesus Christ in Colossians 2, verses 8 and 9. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." What that means is that when the Lord Jesus Christ walked upon this earth, every step that he took, he walked locked step with God the Father and God the Holy Ghost that dwelt in him. That's amazing, folks, if you think about it. Not only was the Lord Jesus Christ God manifest in flesh, but the life of that flesh was sustained by the very blood of God. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 has this to say, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made ye overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood." That blood of God was pumped through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ by the heart of God the Son. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 makes this statement, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had power of death," that is, the devil. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Notice that Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 makes the statement that the Lord Jesus Christ took part of human flesh and blood. Hebrews 2:14 does not say he did not take part in. It says part of. So what did he not take part in? He did not partake of human blood because his blood is God's blood. The Lord Jesus Christ was not conceived through the union of a natural man and a natural woman. The Lord Jesus Christ was conceived by a unique supernatural act of God, the Holy Ghost, in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The Lord Jesus Christ had to be conceived of the Holy Ghost. Because of that, man's sin nature was not passed to him through the blood of a natural man. He was sinless. Without a sinless Savior, there could be no atonement or forgiveness for our sin. Note what the Bible has to say in the following passages of Scripture. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 states this, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 states this, "For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings, with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 28 states this, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." All three of those passages that we just quoted, all of them tell us that the Lord Jesus Christ was without sin. Many Bible preachers and teachers try to tell you that he could have sinned. That is absolutely false and an utter impossibility. The Lord Jesus Christ was tempted to show us that he could not sin. The reason the Lord Jesus Christ could not sin is because he is God manifest in flesh. Satan hates the King James Bible because it states that God was manifest in the flesh. We repeat that passage of Scripture again. 1 Timothy 3:16 states it this way, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory." The doctrine of God being manifest in the flesh is most important to God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost had the following to say in 1 John chapter 4, verse 3, "And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world." 2 John verse 7 makes the following statement, "For many deceivers are entered into the world, who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh." This is a deceiver and an antichrist. It is amazing that God the Son would leave the splendor of heaven to suffer death on a bloody old rugged cross. The Lord Jesus Christ was spit upon, slapped, stripped. He was stripped naked, scourged, beaten, bruised, and battered before dying for our sins on a bloody old rugged cross. After having his beard plucked out and his visage marred more than any man, he willingly laid down his life for the sin of the world. Can you even begin to imagine the awful torment the Lord Jesus Christ embraced as he was suspended between heaven and earth on that bloody cross, paying for my sins and your sins? All of the suffering in the world cannot be compared to the bloody crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. He suffered all of that for my sin and your sin. Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can atone for your soul. Leviticus 17:11 states it this way, "For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can justify sinners. That justification delivers us from the wrath of God. John 3:36 says that the wrath of God abideth on the unsaved sinner. Now Romans chapter 5 verses 8 through 11 state the following. Verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement." Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can provide reconciliation, redemption, and forgiveness for you and I. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 says this, "Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people." Colossians 1, verse 14 states this, "In whom," talking about the Lord Jesus Christ now, "in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin." Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can wash sinners from their sin. Revelation 1, 5 has this to say about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." Many of the newer English translations use words like freed, set free, released, and loosed in place of the scriptural term washed. We are washed in the Lord Jesus Christ, not by the waters of the baptismal pool, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are immersed in that blood, not just washed down with it. Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can cleanse us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 declares the following, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can secure eternal salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12 states the following, "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal salvation for us." Nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can conquer Satan. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 states this, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death." Having just given you a broad overview of what the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ does for lost sinners and saved sinners, I want to hit 18 more quick points that emphasize the importance of the blood of Jesus Christ. Those points are the following. Number one, of the 101 mentions of blood in the New Testament, there are 45 specific references to the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two, the blood of Jesus is said to be God's blood in Acts 20, verse 28. Hebrews 2:14 says that the Lord Jesus Christ took part of the same flesh that we sinners inhabit. The part that he did not partake of was human blood, because his blood is God's blood. Number three, propitiation is said to come through faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in Romans 3:25. Propitiation is a Bible word that means a covering that appeases the wrath of God. That covering is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Propitiation is pictured in the mercy seat of the Old Testament. Item number four, Romans chapter 5, verse 9 says that we are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number five, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16 says that our communion with the Lord Jesus Christ and with our brothers and sisters in Christ is based upon the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number six, we are said to receive redemption and forgiveness of sin through his blood in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. Item number 7, Ephesians 2:13 says that we are made nigh to God by the blood of Christ. Item number 8, Colossians 1:20 says that peace was made between God and man through the reconciliation of the blood of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number 9, the bloodiest book in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, says in Hebrews 9:22 that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Item number 10, Hebrews 10, verse 19 says that we are granted access into the most holy place and the holiest of all by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number 11, according to Hebrews 13, verse 12, we are sanctified with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number 12, Hebrews 13, verse 20 says that Christians are made perfect through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Item number 13, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, we are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Item number 14, according to 1 John 1, verse 7, we are cleansed from all sin by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Item number 15, according to Revelation 1, verse 5, we are washed from our sins in the blood of Jesus Christ. Item number 16, According to Revelation 5, verse 9, we are redeemed to God by the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. That means that redemption is twofold, in that we are redeemed from our sin and redeemed to God. Item number 17. According to Revelation 7, verse 14, the tribulation saints will have their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And item number 18, according to Revelation 12, verse 11, the tribulation saints will overcome Satan with the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Now that's all 18 of those. And having said all of that, there are two absolutes in the salvation of sinners. These two absolutes are the shedding of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:22 says this, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission." We have established that the blood purges us from our sins. We have established that the blood that purges us from our sins is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Are you trusting in something besides the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to merit the salvation of God? Many trust in what they believe to be good deeds of self-righteousness, such as baptism, church membership, sacraments, morality, or just believing that they are a good person. God has only one acceptable sacrifice for your sin, and nothing but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will do the job. Will you repent of your sins toward God and exercise faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, you will go to hell and burn forever. There is no other alternative. There is no other fount. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verse 10 says this, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 26 declare the following, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remissions of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Next, we look at what is declared to be the gospel in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." In Hebrews 9:22, the Holy Ghost said, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." Romans chapter 10, verse 9 states this, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." The Holy Ghost went on further in Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14 to say this, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" That's what I'm here today for, folks. The Holy Ghost said this in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. "Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that you sorrowed to repentance. For you were made sorrow sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. That again is 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 9 and 10. Folks, how is it that we call upon the Lord for salvation? Romans 10, verses 13 and 14 states that if we believe and we will call upon Him, that we shall be saved. We come to God with a repentant heart and a godly sorrow for our sin, and just simply ask that God forgive us of our sin and save our souls. The only prayer or plea of a lost sinner that God will hear is a plea for mercy. In Luke 18, verse 13, the lowly publican's heartfelt plea was, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. If the cry of a lost sinner comes from a heart of faith, God hears that cry, and He will grant repentance unto salvation, not to be repented of. That's 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. Repentance is the evidence of saving faith. If you have not repented, then you did not exercise saving faith. If you speak from the heart in faith, ask God, and He will save you. Folks, God has been good to us. It is the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance. For the saved, repentant sinner, we have the promise of God in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, in closing, I would ask you today, have you been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? At the closing of life's door, if you have not been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be eternally baptized in the fires of hell and the lake of fire. And that is a forever thing. I would encourage you to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today and repent of your sin. If you will do that, then the Lord Jesus Christ will save you. I want to thank you for joining us today.